there are some hidden secrets of the dollar bill. Have you ever, Dan, do you remember the scene in Dazed and Confused where Slater starts talking about how weird the dollar bill is?
I do not.
Well, they're all high. So, like, he's talking about, you know, with this, you know, some of the secrets of the dollar bill. He calls it a spooky bill. Here's some of the other things that we know about the dollar bill. Do you have a dollar bill on you, Dan?
I do not.
I think I do. Let me check.
Play along at home, everybody. Go grab your dollar bills.
I do.
Perfect.
All right. So I'll follow along. Get your dollar bill out, and we can follow along. So, some of the hidden secrets behind the dollar bill. You know, I've got this is an older dollar bill. Wait, what year is this one? Oh, it's 2013. So it's a newer dollar bill. So, anyway, I've got it out here. By the way, here's your first secret. Martha Washington has appeared on it. I did not know that. Martha Washington. Oh, by the way, according to Slater, Martha Washington would, while George Washington was out, Martha Washington would wait for him at home and then fill him a big fat bowl of marijuana, and they would get high together. She was a hip lady, that George, Martha Washington. Martha Washington, America's original first lady, once graced the dollar silver certificate. These days, the collectible bill could be worth a nice chunk of change, even more than $1,000, depending on its quality. What does that look like, Dan? Do we have one online of the $1 silver certificate featuring Martha Washington?
Yes, there is a picture with the accompanying article, and she is on the left-hand side, and the words in the middle is, "This has been deposited in the Treasury of the United States of America." The United States is in massive letters, and then little bit of a symbol, one silver dollar payable to the bearer or of this denomination in Washington, D.C., in very large letters.
Wow. All right. That could be worth up to $1,000, maybe, that little thing right there. All right, how about this? George Washington wasn't on the original. The first legal tender $1 note, which was issued during the Civil War, did not feature America's first president, George Washington. Instead, it featured Salmon P. Chase, Secretary of Treasury at the time. Wow. Salmon P. Chase, that's a name right there. The $1 bill design hasn't changed since 1963. The $1 bill design has remained unchanged since 1963. The main reason is that the $1 bill is infrequently counterfeited. In addition to counterfeiting, there's also a legislative reason. Section 116 of the Financial Services and General Government Approximations Act prohibits spending money to redesign the dollar note. It's not the most common bill. In 2017, there were 12.1 billion $1 bills in circulation, according to the Federal Reserve. Surprisingly, there are more $100 bills than $1 bills floating around the country. Learn what $100 would be worth in the decade you were born. Here's a breakdown. So, there's 12.5 billion $100 bills that were in circulation. There's 1.7 billion $50 bills, 9.2 billion $20 bills, 2 billion $10 bills, 3 billion $5 bills, 1.2 billion $2 bills, and 12.1 billion $1 bills. So the 100 is the biggest, is the one that's out there the most. My guess would have been 20s as the most. That would have been the one that I would have guessed that were in circulation. I would have guessed 20s. I don't know why. It only cost 5.6 cents to make. The dollar bill is also the least expensive to produce, costing only 5.6 per note, 5.6 cents per note. The same cost to produce a $2 bill, according to the Federal Reserve. The $100 bill is the most expensive at 13.2 cents per bill.
Wow.
It is not made of paper. We might call it paper money, but it's actually not paper. In fact, the currency paper, currency paper in the U.S. is 75% cotton, 25% linen, according to the Department of the Treasury. Is that why it gets all weird? Like if you leave it in your pants pocket and it washes and you wash it.
I mean, it's a form of cotton, so
yeah. So, it has a short lifespan. According to the Federal Reserve, the $1 bill falls out of circulation after an estimated 5.8 years. That's compared to a low of an estimated 4.5-year lifespan for the $10 bill and a high of about 15 years for the $100 bill. The next fact here is that they're disgusting. Well, I got one right here. In 2002, a study by the U.S. Air Force found that 94% of 68 $1 bills that were tested had bacteria on them. The bacteria included some that could cause pneumonia or other infections, as reported in Science Magazine, Scientific American Magazine. That's not shocking, is it, Dan? That they're disgusting.
I mean, with the amount of hands that touch the dollar,
yeah,
any given day.
Mm-hmm. How about this? Most bucks have drugs on them. Germs are not the only thing residing on your dollar. Almost 80% of dollar bills hold traces of cocaine.
What?
Reported CNN in 2017. Beyond cocaine, researchers found traces of multiple other types of drugs, from methamphetamine to heroin. Good Lord. What I think is really funny is that, cocaine is a very expensive drug, as we all know. I just find it really funny that somebody would use a dollar bill, like not $100.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, they spent it on the cocaine.
All they had left was a single dollar. So,
Chris texts in, he thinks maybe the $100 bills are out there because of casinos.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, I'm not sure why, but my first guess would have been 20s.
That's the primarily one out of ATMs. So I don't, you know.
Yeah,
and I don't know a lot of people who don't get their monies from ATMs.
Right, and it does spit them out in 20s. So I don't know why I would think 20s, but it's the $100 bill. All right, more facts about this disgusting non-piece of paper that I'm holding in my hand. So we'll take a break here for we've got some weather here, and then we'll come back. We want to hear from you guys at 312-981-7200 with all these weird, fascinating facts about the dollar bill. And they're disgusting. And there's cocaine all over them. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here on a Monday morning. And Monday morning, meaning my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey time. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text if you would like to get in on conversation. We're just talking about some of these hidden secrets of the dollar bill, which is a freaky, dirty, full of drugs. All right, here's more. 50% still equals a dollar. Think twice if you consider a mutilated, torn, or even incomplete dollar as worthless. If you have at least 50% of the bill remaining, along with sufficient remnants of any security feature, you might be able to redeem the bill for its value by submitting your bills to the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. Even if you have less than 50%, you might still be in luck if you can demonstrate to the satisfaction of the Treasury Department that the rest of the bill has been destroyed. So it's still worth something. if you tear it up. You can track dollar bills. Oh, yeah, I love this thing. Where's George?
Yep.
That's fun. I like that one.
I have the website up if you'd like to enter in your dollar bill.
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. Hold on. You want to find out? It's possible to learn where your dollar bill has been. Sometimes you don't want to, though. I put my dollar bill away. Let me get it back out here. All right. The website, which, if you've not seen this website, it's really pretty cool. Anyway, it's possible to learn where your dollar bill has been thanks to a site called Where's George? You enter the serial number of your bill, and the site tracks it. To date, there have been more than 281 million bills entered. All right, so the serial number, which is to the left of, to the left and the right.
Correct.
Of George Washington. But so are we ready?
Yep.
Okay, here's the dollar bill that I have in my hand right now. Let's find out where it's been. L-655-055-72-I. L-655-055-72-I.
All right. Then it asks you if you have the bill in your possession. Yes.
Yes,
and
I do.
Your current zip code is 60601.
Right. So now we'll find out where George is.
Unfortunately, this bill does not have any tracking history. We'll add you as the first. Congratulations.
Really?
Yes.
How is that possible? Wow. All right. That's not exciting. I have another dollar bill. I want to get some tracking going on this. Hold on. Let me get another dollar bill here. All right. Hold on. Let's try this one, Dan. This one's a little more beat up. All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
L-348-303-45-M. If that says there's no history, then that's it. I'm just going
to
be angry.
You're going to tear it in half, and then I'm going to take it, and I'm going to bring it to the bureau.
That's right. Anything on this one?
It looks like it has a history in Walnut Creek, California.
Walnut Creek, California.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah,
from a bartender who works at the Salty Barber.
See, that was worth it right there. The Salty Barber.
Let's learn more about the Salty
the
Barber.
The Salty Barber? Where is it again? California. What town?
I clicked off.
Okay.
Let's see.
The Salty Barber.
Oh, actually, it's not. I apologize. It's a traditional barber shop, apparently.
Oh, okay.
He got it as a tip, so I just assumed it was
a bar.
But...
So he got it as a tip.
Yep.
After giving one of his patrons a salty haircut.
Yes. Wes Craig is the Salty Barber in the Bay Area for nearly 10 years.
Mm.
Specializes in classic traditional men's haircut as well as popular styles.
Look at that. And he's...
Does the hot lather shave as you enjoy? Mm,
yes. Speaking of shaving, I'm going to be doing that in a couple of days to get Movember going. That's why I need a shave, like as you can tell. but I'm just going to zoom it all off at once because I'm going clean shaven and then growing my mustache for Movember. And I hope everybody can join us on that. We're going to have somebody from the Movember Foundation on this week, right?
We are, yes.
Cool. So that's coming up. But also coming up is our Halloween. Spooktacular, our annual Halloween Spooktacular. And speaking of Halloween, you know who's on tonight on this very radio station at 11 p.m. hosting Nightside? The one, the only, our good friend Rich Coe, Sven Gulli, and his buddy Jim Roach are going to be on. That's going to be so cool to have Sven and Jim on the station. It's going to be great. He hasn't done. He used to do fill-ins here at GN years ago. Rich, but he hasn't done one in a long time. It should be great. Should be really fun. I wonder if he's not going to be in makeup, is he?
I mean, there are cameras.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You got that streaming thing happening here. So anyway, yeah. So by the way, 13 Ghosts was the movie that Sven showed this weekend. I love that movie. I love that movie. It is ridiculous. It is so ridiculous, but I love it. And there's William Castle, classic William Castle, gimmicky film. and, you know, Rich explained the whole gimmick, what it was like, and you could actually see the ghosts if you look through one side of these glasses, and you can't if you're too scared. The Great William Castle. That is a very entertaining movie, and Sven did a nice job with it. So, all right, let's see. It took years to approve the Great Seal. According to the U.S. State Department, it took 6 years for Congress to agree on and approve the design of the Great Seal of the U.S., which is featured prominently on the back of the $1 bill. So it took some time to get that, get it all agreed upon. War and peace are represented. Look at the eagle on the back of your dollar bill. The arrows in the eagle's left talon represent war, and the olive branch in the bird's right talon represents peace. That's according to the State Department. Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. The Latin around the pyramid speaks to American exceptionalism. Annuit coeptis is written above the pyramid, which means providence has favored our undertakings. Below the pyramid, the words Novus Ordo Seclorum mean a new order of the ages, which refers to the United States' historic form of government. And 13 is everywhere. Check out the arrows on the eagle's left talon, all right? There are 13 of them. On the Great Seal, 13 stripes are present to denote the original 13 colonies. There are also 13 steps on the pyramid. Wow. Lots of detail in there, man. The eagle almost didn't make it. Benjamin Franklin fought against the bald eagle as the national bird, finding it to be a bird of bad moral character, quote-unquote, since the bird didn't fish for itself. What? Franklin and Thomas Jefferson wanted the seal to include an Egyptian pharaoh, too. Well, there you go. So, all right, some interesting facts here about the dollar bill. We're going to take a break here for the news, and then we come back. We'll talk more about this. My dad's going to call in and tell a joke, and we've got a Blackhawks Express to play as well. It is Monday morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we'll take a break here for the news in a couple of minutes, and then we'll jump back into the dollar bill conversation after the news. All right, 312-981-7200. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Nick D Show. The best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Nick D Show. So give us a call or give us a text, 312-981-7200. News is coming up. Right. Hey. Hi. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. I'm your overnight dude. Weekday mornings from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich is coming up with the opening bell at 5, and then Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. My dad's going to call in and tell a joke, and we got a Blackhawks Express coming up. We've been talking about facts about the dollar bill, some secrets about the dollar bill. And some really fun stuff here. And we got some texts that have come in. 312 area code says, I think there are more 100s in circulation are because 20s get used and people stash 100s. Oh, never thought about that. 608 area code, my dollar bill only has 8 digits in it and 2 letters. How are they able to... How are they able to track 12 billion bills with only 8 digits? It's a good question. 608 area code says, I found two $100 bills in my front yard. Unfortunately, I found them when I ran over them with my tractor. One complete, one with just the edge chopped off. So how do I get to the Treasury to verify it? Fly to D.C. and get $200? Can you verify it without going to D.C.?
I think my dad used to work for the Fed, and they have 12 branches. So I think if you visit one of the 12 branches spread out among the United States, you are A-OK. You don't have to fly all the way to D.C.
Wow. Well, that's got to hurt, man. You run it over with a $200 bills. Frank says, I found a dollar in my bushes the other day. It was old and very fragile. It had to be out for a while because it was very wet and looked like a critter had chewed on the end of it. All that said, I brought it to the bank, and they gave me a new dollar. They said as long as the two serial numbers match, it was fine. Look at that, brand new dollar. What do they do? Do they just throw those out then?
They are brought back to the Fed branches, and they're shredded.
Oh, they're shredded. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
And actually, you can go to Fed branches, and you can buy them, like, confetti slash wrapping paper. Like, so if you give somebody a gift in a little bag, you instead of putting in paper, you know, wrapping or whatever, you can put shredded dollar bills in there.
That's pretty cool. Now, what about this story, Dan? A rare $1,000 bill?
Yeah, I heard about this on the radio this past weekend. It's crazy. And it's legit. I know, based upon the first line, people are going to be like, this is BS, but it is a legit
story. This is a legit story. A rare $1,000 treasury note from the 19th century, nicknamed Grand Watermelon. What? For the large green zeros on the back of the bill resembling three watermelons, fetched $2.4 million at an auction in Baltimore, Maryland on Thursday night. Over $2 million. Wow. The legal tender was also the first paper bill to break the million-dollar mark when it was sold in late 2005, according to Stax Bowers Galleries, which handled the sale. The Grand Watermelon note is one of the rarest and most sought-after pieces in American paper currency, Brian Kendrella, president of the auction house, said. This is one of only three known in existence in private collections, and it's the finest example of its kind. Dan, can you pull that one up and see what it looks like? The Grand Watermelon Note. The note, which was federally issued from 1862 to 1863, portrays Union Major General George Meade at the left on the front. Meade was the commander of Union forces at the Battle of Gettysburg. Near the center of the bill's face is an ornate 1,000 die counter with floral ornaments. The U.S. first introduced paper currency in 1861 when the Union government issued notes to fund the Civil War. The notes can be used today for their face value. The note was offered by Joel R. Anderson, a businessman, a collector, and a philanthropist. He currently serves as chairman of the Anderson Companies, a conglomerate that includes music distribution, publishing companies, and TNT Fireworks, the largest firework distributor in the U.S. That's pretty interesting. Anderson has obtained a comprehensive collection of vintage paper money over the last 15 years. Eager to share the thrill of the hunt, he is personally involved in the sale of the collection of his collection through Stax Bowers Galleries and attended the auction with his family. This is the third sale of his collection this year, which has thus far realized over $26 million. A fourth sale is expected to take place later this year or in early 2019.
Going back to your question about what it looks like, the funny thing about the back of the bill where they say they look like three watermelons is that it looks like a garden. Like the bill itself, three-fourths of the bill is taken up by the $1,000.
Right?
But like surrounding it are floral patterns, as I mentioned. So it looks like a watermelon garden. And on the left-hand side, it looks kind of like a fountain. Like a water fountain where they list the, you know, the number and things like that. The other fun part of the story that I think is really cool is that it's still a usable bill. You could walk into a store and if you were buying something $1,000, they'd have to accept this.
Really?
Yeah, it's a usable bill. It is still legit currency. So, I mean, obviously you'd have to like, you know, if you showed up unannounced and tried to buy it, people would be like, this is fake. But if you were going to buy, if you were going to Fed to buy $1,000 bags of shredded money, they'd have to accept this $1,000 bill.
Wow. But it's worth millions.
Right.
Wow. By the way, you can tell which Federal Reserve Bank issued it. On your dollar bill, there are serial numbers and two letters. The first letter between A and L indicates which bank. By the way, both of the bills that I pulled out started with and ended with L.
Right.
That's San Francisco. And that makes sense because Salty Barber is in the Bay Area. So that makes sense. If you have a G, that's Chicago. So if it starts out with a G, that was from the Federal Bank in Chicago. So A is Boston, B is New York, C is Philadelphia, D is Cleveland. E is Richmond. F is Atlanta. G, Chicago. H, St. Louis. I, Minneapolis. J, Kansas City, Missouri. K, Dallas. And L, San Francisco. That's where they're all from. A, grab a magnifying glass and check out the top right corner of your dollar bill. Just to the left of the top of the one, there is what some believe to be either a tiny spider or an owl webbing the pattern. What? I don't have a magnifying glass. I do have cheaters on, reader glasses, reading glasses. Now, what am I looking at here? Check out the top right corner of your dollar bill. All right. To the left of the top of the one, there is some, there is that some believe appears to be either a tiny spider or owl webbing the pattern. To the left of the one. I can't. I don't see it. I don't have a. I'm blind anyway. Lots of weird stuff on this bill, as we're discovering. I think Slater from Dazed and Confused was right. You might see a ghost. Look very closely at the fourth row of the pyramid on the back of the dollar. You'll see what appears to be a smiling face, somewhat ghost-like. Was it purposely designed? Might never know. So it appears to be a smiling face on the fourth row of the pyramid. I can't. You got to have the magnifying glass for this. I can't even. It's so small. I can't see. The smiling ghost face. Okay. How about this? It might be easy to rip a dollar in half, but simply wearing them out is difficult. The Bureau of Engraving and Printing states that you could have to fold a bill back and forth 4,000 times before it would tear. Want to try that out, Dan?
We got 15 minutes.
I got 15 minutes. I can put 4,000 times. Some of them have stars on them. If the BEP notices a mistake with a bill after it's printed, the bill is replaced with a new note that has its own serial number followed by a star. That indicates that the bill is a replacement and is dubbed a star note. Wow. How about this? In 2017, Senators John McCain and Mike Enzi proposed to replace the dollar bill with a dollar coin. An effort to transition to the dollar coin was previously introduced in 2012. Well, we have the Susan B. Anthony. Those are still out there, right, Dan? The Susan B. Anthonys, aren't they?
I don't know how common they are, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I remember when Sacagawea got her coin. That was really big because I was still at school, so it was
right.
A big teaching moment. But yeah, I don't know if they've ever. I've probably only seen five or six Susan B. Anthony's in my entire life.
The Susan B. Anthony. I remember when the Susan B. Anthony came out. That was a big deal too. I don't know how many are in circulation though. You don't see them very often. You ever try to pay with something like that? And people look at you like you're from Mars.
Like coincidentally, 630, I used $3 to pay for something at a store, and the cashier had no idea what the coins were.
Oh, man.
She had to ask another cashier what the coins were before she would take them.
How old was she? Had to be young, right?
Yeah, you'd imagine.
Wow. The half-dollar coin, man. There you go. What is this? I've never seen this before in my life.
They're, according to this, they make up 2.1%. Of the coins minted in the United States, the half dollar.
2.1%?
Only 2.1%.
Wow, that's nothing. Jeez. And that's the 50 cent piece, right?
Correct.
The half dollar? On the back of the dollar bill, the top of the pyramid is incomplete. Charles Thompson, Secretary of the Continental Congress, stated that the unfinished pyramid signifies strength and duration, according to the Federal Bank of Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. Oh, okay. Lots of funky stuff happened on that dollar bill. All right. All right, let's take a break here. We got some weather here, and then we're going to take a break, and my dad's going to call in and tell a joke, and we got a Blackhawks Express to play. All right. We've been talking about these facts about the dollar bill, and We got some other texts that have come in, people talking about money here. Brian says, how many $50 bills are in circulation? 1.7 billion. 1.7 billion is the answer. Dave says, the mysterious thing about money is how fast my wife spends it. Hold on. Wait a minute now.
All right.
Mark in Aurora says, Steve Allen noted how easily we accept money, not questioning where it comes from, where it's been, or whether it's sanitary. Yeah, we know it's not sanitary. That's something we're aware of that. 708 area code says, the weight of the dollar bill never changes. I guess that makes sense. Does it weigh more than 100, or does it weigh more than all forms of money weigh the same? All denominations are...
According to Answers.com, yes, they all are roughly 1 gram.
Oh, okay. Robert says, God's truth, I found 8 $100 bills on the highway when I had to pull over to take a pee on my way to the city. God was with me. Wait a second, wait, just peeing on the side of the road, man?
Just be glad it wasn't a diaper.
Oh, man. 302 area code says, you can use your cell phone camera as a magnifying glass. Oh, I never thought of that. Um, 815 area code says, I left an envelope with my half of the rent and fuel oil bill on the table. My mother burned trash and somehow put that in the burn barrel. A lot of time and tear and tears digging through the burning barrel, I found the partially burned money and took it to the bank. There was enough left of the serial numbers to replace the money. Thank God, as my mom told me, I would have had to pay it. I still have to pay it. So don't worry if your bills are burned. You'll still be able to use it. Hey, defacement of a dollar bill is a crime. When you mutilate, cut, disfigure, perforate, or otherwise deface Federal Reserve notes with the intent to render it unfit to be reissued, you are just committed a crime. You'll be fined and you can be imprisoned up to 6 months or both. Hey, what about those guys who turn Abraham Lincoln into Bill Murray? Have you ever seen that, Dan?
I have not.
Oh, yeah. There are people out there who turn Abraham Lincoln into Bill Murray. They draw Bill Murray, and it looks just like Bill Murray. I think there's a bunch of them online that you can see the $5 Bill Murray bill. And it was the first note to have In God We Trust on it. As a result of a 1955 law requiring In God We Trust to appear on all currency, dollar bills issued in 1957 were the first to bear the slogan. So there are just some facts about that dollar bill and that I can use my cell phone camera as a magnifying glass. Learn something new every day. Hey, Dan, what do we got going on tomorrow?
We have musician Bill Grady, who will be previewing his record release party.
Awesome. Bill Grady will be here tomorrow. All right. And to be two for Tuesday as well. All right. Let's take a quick break. The news is up after this.
Wednesday night, the Blackhawks kick off a Canadian road trip in Vancouver.
Hockey, baby!
Hawks Canucks. Bowden's got your late pregame at 8:30. John and Troy with the first face-off at 9 on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WG.
All right. We've been talking about these facts about the dollar bill. And we got some other texts that have come in, people talking about money here. Brian says, how many $50 bills are in circulation? 1.7 billion. 1.7 billion is the answer. Dave says, the mysterious thing about money is how fast my wife spends it. Hold on. Wait a minute now.
All right.
Mark in Aurora says, Steve Allen noted how easily we accept money, not questioning where it comes from, where it's been, or whether it's sanitary. Yeah, we know it's not sanitary. That's something we're aware of that. 708 area code says, the weight of the dollar bill never changes. I guess that makes sense. Does it weigh more than 100, or does it weigh more than a less than a... Does it do all forms of money weigh the same? all denominations? Or
according to Answers.com, yes, they all are roughly 1 gram.
Oh, okay. Robert says, God's truth, I found 8 $100 bills on the highway when I had to pull over to take a pee on my way to the city. God was with me. Wait a second, wait, you just peeing on the side of the road, man?
Just be glad it wasn't a diaper.
Oh, man. 312 area code says, you can use your cell phone camera as a magnifying glass. Oh, I never thought of that. Um, 815 area code says, I left an envelope with my half of the rent and fuel oil bill on the table. My mother burned trash and somehow put that in the burn barrel. A lot of time and tears digging through the burning barrel, I found the partially burned money and took it to the bank. There was enough left of the serial numbers to replace the money. Thank God, as my mom told me, I would have had to pay it. I still have to pay it. So don't worry if your bills are burned. You'll still be able to use it. Hey, defacement of a dollar bill is a crime. When you mutilate, cut, disfigure, perforate, or otherwise deface Federal Reserve notes with the intent to render it unfit to be reissued, you are just committed a crime. You'll be fined and you can be imprisoned up to 6 months or both. Hey, what about those guys who turn Abraham Lincoln into Bill Murray? Have you ever seen that, Dan?
I have not.
Oh, yeah. There are people out there who turn Abraham Lincoln into Bill Murray. They draw Bill Murray, and it looks just like Bill Murray. I think there's a bunch of them online that you can see the $5 Bill Murray bill. And it was the first note to have In God We Trust on it. As a result of a 1955 law requiring In God We Trust to appear on all currency, dollar bills issued in 1957 were the first to bear the slogan. So there are just some facts about that dollar bill and that I can use my cell phone camera as in a magnifying glass. Learn something new every day. Hey, Dan, what do we got going on tomorrow?
We have musician Bill Grady, who will be previewing his record release party.
Awesome. Bill Grady will be here tomorrow. All right. And to be two for Tuesday as well. All right. Let's take a quick break. The news is up after this.